And this move towards becoming more assimilationist and less radical can also be seen in our gay pride events, which are coming up next weekend. The Dyke March, which will be next Sunday, June 29th, started in 1993 by the direct action group Lesbian Avengers as an alternative to the more corporate and largely gay white male-oriented pride parades. I was at the first one in Washington, D.C., and we took to the streets with over 10,000 other women without a permit, and it was a call to activism. I talked to Mary J., a black queer trans woman from Gay Shame, about the upcoming San Francisco Dyke March and the change from its origins, especially the presence of police at their marches.
One of the things that I've noticed most, maybe the most shocking thing, you know, to me, in terms of what I've noticed would be and what we're kind of targeting in Gay Shame through this, is the overwhelming presence of police. One of the nice things about it is that it is not corporate sponsored the way Pride has been, which is another thing that people have criticized over the decades. But I think one of the things that's really shocking to me is, especially as a person of color, as a black person, that, you know, there are heavily militarized police at this event that is supposed to be sort of symbolically celebrating, you know, some kind of queer liberation or queer representation. And so that to me is always extremely oppressive and even depressing, I could say, as I've attempted to attend the event or enjoy myself at the event. And the other part is the history of the Dyke March, I think, back to as being kind of, you know, at least being somewhat anti-assimilationist, and how we've come to this point where there are now the violent wings of the state that are the form of, you know, in the form of police that are not dykes, that are people that kill dykes, that, you know, imprison and incarcerate and harass on the street. You know, many, many queer people of color, houseless queer people, disabled queer people, sex workers. We're talking, you know, when you think of the SFPD in particular, and, you know, even you think of other Bay Area police forces as having specific histories of that, or for friends that I've gone with that are undocumented, police have a history of collaborating with ICE and deporting and imprisoning and detaining for indefinite amounts of time queer and trans people of color, and particularly undocumented people in the case of the ICE collaboration. So all that history to me is both present as an individual for me. I don't represent all those subject positions, but it's also more generally, you know, many people at the march do. And so that is also signified in it with me. And, you know, they make us feel the opposite of safe.
I don't know when you first went to the Dyke March, but I went to the first one in 1993 at Washington, D.C., because I was in Lesbian Avengers. And
cool.
We did not ask for a permit. We just took the streets. We had no idea how many people were actually even going to come.
Exactly, yeah.
But in the last few years, and it seems this has happened generally with a lot of the gay pride events, it's become more assimilationist. They've now are getting been asking for permits. They have more, it's more of a parade than a march. Have you seen that difference? Like, I don't know when you first started going, but what have you noticed?
So I'm a little younger. I haven't been to as much of it, but, you know, from people in our group, you know, who have been really doing radical dyke organizing since the 60s and 70s, you know, and probably would be some of the kind of folks you're talking about that were at the early iterations of the Dyke March, they said very similar things, that, you know, it used to be much more unofficial in terms of it not being sanctioned completely or permitted by the city, like you've touched on exactly, just very similar to Pride, which the Dyke March used to be, among many things, a critique of. You've seen much more official sanctioned collaboration with, to a lesser degree, corporations like Pride, which are also a problem, yeah, with the police and with getting permits. And, you know, one of the things we've really tried to push the Dyke March to do, and none of the institutions will do this, of course, is officially reject police presence. But I think it would mean a lot for the Dyke March to officially say, we will not collaborate with police, we do not want them there. In the last few years in particular, it's become much more militarized with police, you know, police presence. And that was not only not always there, that has always really been antithetical to the spirit of the Dyke March.
And to Stonewall, on the 50th anniversary
of Stonewall.
I had heard that, so there weren't going to be cops at the Dyke March. Do you know what the latest situation is now, or decision?
Well, we've attended some and tried to communicate with people doing the official organizing of the Dyke March. And last we heard, and I can't, you know, there could be an update, that would be great if there weren't cops. Last we heard, while many people involved in it also agreed with a lot of what I'm saying and what we're saying, they weren't able to because of the permitting situation through the city and other reasons, I guess. I don't know what all the reasons were. were not able to unequivocally officially refuse the presence of police. That's last I've heard. There could be an update on that that I'm not aware of, though, which would be great. As far as I know, there's still, similar to in the past, going to be police presence.
So what is Gay Shame going to be doing about that? Will there be any kind of protest at the Dyke March? Or?
For all that are interested, and your listeners, you know, you're welcome to join us at 4:30 p.m. on the steps of Mission High. We're going to talk about what can be done and as sort of a solution to this, or what kind of approaches can be. That's sort of all I can say for now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so that's Saturday, June 29th at 4:30 p.m. at
Correct.
Mission High
yes.
School off Dolores.
Exactly.